Alléluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. When he came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But he answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all the neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. From the responsorial response, we say, "Lift up your hearts and see, your redemption is near at hand." Lift up your heads and see. Look up or look down. That means a posture of trust and faith. And that's what Jesus expects us to do, the same thing through Saint Sister Faustina. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus understands, knows us, that we do not trust very much, a little bit. So we trust. That's the point. Many things happen in our lives that we are in doubt. Why you? Why me? Not the others. Believe. We are all chosen. Like John the Baptist is chosen. Maria, our Heavenly Mother, is chosen. We too, in a different way, were chosen, not only to religious life, chosen to be the child of God. No matter you are religious or just a lay person, always have to mind that we have Christ in us. I like the word of St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me." So trust in these words of the gospel. And live up and look up and with faith and trust and go ahead. Every day is a new day. I like seeing Teresa of Calcutta. She always mentioned, always teach her community, let the day, today is the last day of your life. Live it well. Not that we don't prepare for tomorrow, but important is that we have the strength to live today. If you don't live well today, how can you be sure that you can live better tomorrow? So do little things with big hearts. That's the point that Mother Teresa of Calcutta is teaching us. So today, start a new day as if the last day or the first day of life, always do things with great love.